The High Wire Podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the High Wire Podcast. Cameron Jones here, along with the boys.
Yes, sir. Mark Nussel here.
Sup, Joe Corson here.
I mean, I think off the bat, we are in the spooky season. Have you guys, how are you on your decorations? How are you on the spooky TV you should have been watching? You guys all caught up, or are you missing things?
I'm still a quarter of the way there as far as decorations, starting to watch some spooky stuff here and there.
You're coming down the stretch, only a quarter, huh?
Yeah, it's fine.
I feel like
I'd say I'm about the same too. I'm kind of slacked a little bit this year. It snuck up on me.
I feel like I did too, kind of, but like I'm trying to cram. I did Hocus Pocus last night and Ichabod Crane, like the Disney version, the night before, trying to get like the
some
necessity,
heavy hitters.
Yeah, the necessities in. I'm just not feeling Halloween Town this year. I've done it a lot. It's just kiddie, and I just don't feel like watching a kids movie right now.
You know what? Throw it on in the background, like while you're working or something.
Yeah,
I feel that way. You get it in.
I mean, I feel bad. I've watched Hubie Halloween. I feel like I should.
Oh, well, then you got to at least throw it on in the background, no?
Yeah.
You know what I do recommend is the new Goosebumps series on Disney Plus.
Is it a series or a movie? I thought it was a movie.
It's a series for sure. It's awesome.
Is it like week to week episodic, or is it just like all out?
It might be all out now. But okay. The first episode is literally say cheese and die.
Is it just like a bunch of different characters from the books, or is it featuring the puppet once again? Because I feel like that's just a main character in all these movies.
I can't tell you. I only watched the first episode.
And I know because Chris has watched all the Goosebumps and the series recently. He's been real into it.
Okay.
You know, I'm glad when a series does that, they do it leading up to Halloween. Too many times I've seen in the past where a series will start like on Halloween, American Horror Story, Walking Dead did it. It's like, I'm not really in the Halloween mood when it comes to Thanksgiving at that point. Like
you have 2 months, you have September, October to get that series in for like, for the either on Halloween finale or leading like the day before. Cause people aren't going to want to watch it. You know, I 100% agree with that. I hate when they do that. What's the last American Horror Story series you saw? I'm like
Coven.
Yeah, I think I'm like, what was the one after
Coven?
Yeah, I think I'm back at like season 4 or 5.
The circus one, that was the last one I saw.
That was after Coven, right? Okay, so you're one ahead
Carnival
of us. You're acting so high and mighty, you're one beyond us.
Oh, it's not that special.
I thought about putting on like the original, like just one the other day, but just like if I did it, I was like, then I'm going to be committed. And as Mark was saying, I'm not going to finish this before Halloween. So like, it's just a fool's errand. Just gave it up. I gave it like 10 minutes. I was like, this is great. I got to get out now.
Yeah.
Man, I did. Decorating this year. I've got a little yard stuff started. I put it up like 3 days ago. So like,
Decorating.
Yes, I don't.
Decorating.
Halloween decorations. I got the tombstones in the front yard. Classic. I've moved the placement twice now because people have made fun of me saying they aren't visible or good. My wife. And
what do you mean?
Chris.
You've hid them behind a tree?
Amongst the bushes. Yeah, I kind of put it in an area where it blended among the shrubbery, and they're not illuminated at night, so it's. I'm getting there. Though. Got some pumpkins out front. We're getting there.
Real pumpkins or the plastic?
Plastic, but
ones?
Real looking plastic, so that they'll last for years and years to come. I just have to keep adding. Next year, I'll get a scarecrow. We'll get a nice fall wreath.
I've seen some cool tutorials.
You're gonna be one of those houses, huh? You can just add on each year. It's gonna be littered with
not to excess. Hear me out. I hate the blow ups. I hate a lot of the plasticky stuff. I'm looking more for a fall harvest vibe. Maybe some scarecrows. Maybe some bales of hay, pumpkins.
You know what? I did see like a 12-foot tall at Spirit Halloween. 12-foot tall Martian from Mars Attacks.
See, well, that's fun. That's just too much. The most I'll say is maybe those skeletons or the big spider webs.
The spider webs I could get with, like the rope ones, not that stupid cotton shit.
So you're saying you want like one of those like air compressor guns with the glue gun that gets those realistic?
Oh, those are cool, but then cleanup is a nightmare.
Yeah, those are cool to use, not to clean up.
No, I imagine that's a fucking nightmare. Well, I don't need an air compressor, but I want one. I think mostly, I guess, just for Halloween decor.
That and like a potato gun or something.
Yeah, that'd be fine. You ever made a potato or marshmallow gun? I never have. Not even in school. Not even then, have we?
Maybe like a blow gun. Like a blow marshmallow gun?
Nope. I don't think I've even had that.
That's a roll of paper towel.
Yeah, I think that's maybe the furthest I've gotten with it as well. So I was looking on the interwebs earlier, and I'm going to switch up to the topic of Halloween costumes. First off,
okay,
what was your favorite Halloween costume as a kid? Which one do you think was the best? I have a Red few
Power
different
Ranger.
Answers. Red Power Ranger?
Yeah, that was my number one as a child, next to Batman.
I went as possibly the Red Power Ranger one year as well, but I hated my outfit because like it was just cheap little like boot covers and like
covers always suck.
It's like the slip on thing with the tie in the back. It's like exposed. No.
Yeah, and it was just a shitty flat mask. And the I was plastic like, this is dumb. I feel dumb and it's cold.
I feel stupid. The boot covers always like one was like creased wrong, so it would be like it'd be sticking up and it'd be like sticking straight up. Instead
you look
of, like
a cartoon character,
and not to mention.
Couldn't ever get it to crease back down.
I mean, I'm a bigger guy. It was hard to find things for me. And I want to say it was tight. It was a little tight, probably.
Yeah, it didn't go over jeans well. Definitely a lot of like
panty lines.
I feel like a lot of people would say my best costume was my Darth Maul year. But that was solely good mask purchase based and not on any other attire with it. Even though, you know, it was all black and a cape. That's all you were.
So, did you at least have like the dual lightsaber?
If I recall, I had a lightsaber, but you know,
Jesus.
Slacking.
Here's what I did though. I'm pretty sure I just never opened it. That way it's always like, oh, I'm ready. Okay. But you know, I think it was green, if I recall.
I did go as Obi-Wan one year, and my grandma made me like
a custom costume. We talking old Alec Guinness? We talking
no,
Ewan McGregor?
Ewan McGregor, yeah. Okay.
Do you have a rat tail?
I it came with a little braid.
Nice.
I'll find a photo. It's a great photo.
Cameron went as Darth Maul. I went as Jar Jar Binks.
No, you didn't.
I did not.
If I recall,
he's going
that,
as that this year.
That year, you might have had like one of the Scream masks that had like blood that poured down the front.
Oh yeah.
I was just about to bring that up. It's exactly. It had a little squeezer that you put in your hand, and like. It had some blood that ran down the front.
It was either you or our good friend Aaron that year, but one of us, someone else in the group had that classic mask. Never had one of those blood pumpers myself.
Stopped working at right after Halloween.
Yeah, you'd imagine. Plus, you don't want that to burst at any point. That's just going to get everywhere.
You know why? Because you wore it like the few days prior. Like you'd just be standing in the bathroom looking in the mirror, just squeezing the shit out of it.
This is cool.
Like, this is cool as fuck.
I might be wrong here, but I definitely did go as Men in Black one year. But I'm pretty sure my older brother Jordan also dressed up, and it was like kind of a duo thing we were doing. I could be wrong.
I was about to say, you were just one man in black.
I was a man in black. No, I think my brother Jordan also did it with me. I might be wrong in that, but I feel like he did. That was a good year. That's an easy one. That's just a black suit, black child suit.
I did go as either Scorpion or Sub-Zero.
Mortal Kombat.
Those were always cool. Yeah.
Scorpion. Any superheroes? You guys ever do that? I never did. Definitely had to have. Batman.
Oh yeah, Batman, Wolverine.
Which Batman? Or was it again just like store bought boot cover spandex?
Well, like there were a few costumes with all of us growing up. I mean, I went as animated series with the gray and
That's a classic.
That's a classic. And then I did have that. This is so old. I'll find it online, but it was like the black plastic mask, like what was that thicker plastic one that I've got? I know I have a photo of it somewhere, but then
actually
it came
know
with
what
like
you're
a plastic.
Because I think my brother.
Yeah,
had that.
It was like Michael Keaton era, but it came with like this gray chest plate. It was
I think
like a
we had
plastic
that same
chest
costume.
Plate. And that's it. I don't remember any other superheroes. Oh, a Superman. It was like Clark, half Clark Kent, half Superman. You know, if you had a Superman shirt, you wore it under like a suit.
Glasses. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
As a kid, I kind of went for the classics. I was a vampire a lot. I was a mummy once. Should have been Frankenstein. That was just right there, you know?
I was a clown.
A shark. Are we losing those? Those classics? Or am I still going to see a couple ghosts and ghouls and goblins?
No, you still see the classics, I think. I think okay. I might have just been a lazy kid. Is a lot of it because, like, vampire, you're a new set of teeth, cape, and medallion away from just, you know, putting on black slacks and a shirt and being a vampire.
Correct me if I'm wrong, just because the small town we're in, like, if you didn't find what you were looking for at Walmart or like get there before like Jeremy got there, like, you kind of was slim pickings.
I mean, yeah, if the costumes are out, they're out.
Yeah.
If Buzz Lightyear's gone, you're not Buzz Lightyear. Was there any costume?
Jeremy's Buzz again.
Was there any costume you wanted, but your parents just like got you something else?
No. If they couldn't afford it, I had to make one on my own.
Usually, if there was a prop, like some sort of like a weaponry.
Sure. Yeah.
They're probably trying to steer me away from weaponry.
Mark was always trying to be Arnold in the 90s. It was his big thing. I had one infamous meltdown. I can't remember.
Meltdown.
Kind of. I was pretty young. I don't remember what I wanted to be anymore, but I very clearly remember. It was just like, I want this specific store-bought costume. And my parents were already like, no, because your sister spent a lot of time making you this alligator costume. You're an alligator. And it was just like, fuck. It was just like green sweats with like cardboard on it, cut out in the shape of an alligator. And they tell them to this day, they're still so mad at me that I refused. I ripped off pieces of it at the event we went. I don't remember where we were, but I was so angry.
How old were you?
Oh, I don't know. 7 and under.
17.
Was this like a Peter Pan thing? Like Captain Hook? Was this like, was a whole theme? Or you're a gator?
I don't think so. I think I was just an alligator. Yeah. Oh, I was furious, though.
Yeah, I mean, they pigeonholed you. Yeah, there's like Cam's a gator this year. That kind of sucks.
I'll tell you, though, I sure was a vampire a lot, at least like 4 years. And you don't got, I mean, how many years do you go?
Would you just a little blood trickle here?
Always peak. Came with makeup, and I was like, I'm good. I got that like ruby medallion thing. I think people know who I am. I didn't want to get too messy.
You're just a fancy guy from Transylvania.
Yeah. Although, ironically, that used to be my move later in life because I like the idea of dressing up, but again, lazy, no follow through. So I've been to a few Halloween parties. Mark, you've been with me where we just showed up without a costume and like 100%.
You're a little leaguer.
Everyone there. No, I'll find someone with blood on them. And if I don't care about my clothes, I'll just smear on them. Like, I'm a victim now. I'm just, I don't know. I'm a zombie. You call it.
That's like right after high school, like cool guy mode. You're like, fucking Halloween is over. Like, that's cool guy Halloween.
I think you underestimate my laziness.
What age did you guys stop trick or treating at?
It was the same year as Mark. Do you remember? It might have been third or fourth grade.
Really?
Oh, I definitely did some like.
I was throwing out a guess. Is that right? Third grade?
No, I definitely like trick or treated like in middle school just
by yourself without me? Wait. You're saying you went solo without me, dude?
We left you behind.
If you're new to Highwire,
like he's gonna be a fucking gator again. We can't keep doing this.
Hey, you didn't know me even then. If you're new to the Highwire podcast and the band Highwire, I've known Mark since the secondish grade. Well, theoretically, we've gone to school together like our whole lives, but you weren't really on my radar, you know?
No.
I was hanging with a different cool crowd.
Oh, man.
Kind of the same crowd.
Hey, I didn't even know you guys.
Factual.
Besides like a razor or like a toothbrush, what's like the least favorite thing you look forward to, like getting in your bag, your pillowcase, your jack-o'-lantern?
Any sort of like taffy candy in a wax wrapper is usually just found to be bad.
Circus peanut?
Yeah.
Those orange peanuts?
Oh, well, those are just the worst. Those literally are maybe
what
the
are
worst
those?
Taste.
I've never had, I don't even know if
they're
I've
marshmallow.
Had
they're like a, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I think it's just
like
dyed marshmallow. Yeah, like, actually, I totally saw this on like How It's Made or what was that other show with Mark Summers? Unwrapped. Yeah, I totally saw them on Unwrapped once.
I missed that show.
Because I remember thinking, why in the fuck are we featuring these dirty peanuts that no one likes to eat. No one cares how they're made.
You said peanuts, right? Peanuts?
I said what I said.
Dirty peanuts?
I said what I said. I that's a show I can get sucked into. Even
it's streaming. It literally, if you have Max.
And I do.
It's got everything incorporated there. You could find all of that original shit in there, from Iron Chef to Unwrapped to Good Eats.
Do you know what I was just talking about the other day? Do you know what I miss? That's just classic Emeril Lagasse. Remember just at the beginning of the Food Network when we were just bamming and kicking it up a notch? And
rewinding back to the candy, sure, I thought you guys would say candy corn.
I have mixed feelings about it. I don't enjoy it or seek it out now. But as a kid, I did enjoy it. I didn't necessarily. I sought it out.
You okay. Sought it out.
I was like, it's October. Mom, buy a bag. I was even like, get the pumpkins. Get the big ones.
Buy a bag.
I was fine with it.
You take like a handful and just kind of, you know, shovel it in a little bit?
I would say almost never more than like 3-4 at a time. Because I kind of nibbled off the colors. It was kind of it's kind of a slow thing.
Right.
You guys like the chocolate ones? How do you feel about the chocolate ones, Mark?
Are they still waxy and gross?
Yeah, but chocolate.
I stay away from those.
They're like black owls to me. I always got to try them. I always think I'm going to like them each time. I was
not
a
black olive guy.
Yeah, let's unwrap this a bit. What about Supreme Pizza? What about just like on a
salad, on a sub, on a pizza? Fine.
Okay.
But by themselves,
pop it. I don't know. Every time I try to like it, guys. I try.
I will say I rarely just eat like a black olive on its own, like a pitted green olive. Sure. Do you like green olives, Mark? I thought you liked olives.
I think I do. Yeah, a little blue cheese in there, maybe. Mm.
Okay. So he likes the green olive. Okay.
But not the black olives.
But okay, look, Joe. How often?
I think they're the same thing, too.
Ashley and I will literally split a can of just black olives, and we'll do the like finger olive thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that answers my question. That's kind of gross. That's just gross. I'm not gonna lie. That's a lot of olives.
It's so good.
I'm guessing unpitted. You're not working for it, are you?
Oh yeah. That's just not.
Okay.
Not heathen.
Okay. I didn't want that extra gross factor of you guys spitting olive seeds everywhere too. Yeah.
What do we think about waxy items? Waxy bottles. Waxy lips.
Like
The waxy bottles are okay. The waxy lips are nah.
I'm gonna agree with that.
Well, the bottles have a nice little surprise in the middle, a little juicy juice in the middle. The waxy lips, it's just like, what are those?
No point.
Yeah, the bottles are passable because that's magic. That's what that is. It's holding a candy liquid. Question: wax edible?
No.
I don't think so.
You don't think
How much wax have you ingested over the years?
I think it's still sitting in the pit of my stomach right now.
At least one, but I know Mark has two because someone dared us in a bus on the way to a Christian concert once as teenagers.
That's right. Yeah. I don't even remember who we saw, but yeah.
It was under oath.
Still taste that.
I couldn't remember a single name for, it was like 10 acts or something, if you recall. It was like a lineup of a lot of people. Short sets. I imagine. I wasn't there for 10 hours, I don't think.
Short sets.
I hope. I don't know. I really can't.
We were in the nosebleeds, if I remember. Oh, just eating those waxy bottles.
Sure were. Yeah.
Spitting wax everywhere.
Just eat them. You can. Someone told us. A friend told us you could.
So
no one told us you could just bite off the top and drink the liquid. You didn't have to like.
Got to work. Yeah.
Why does this taste so bad?
Do you have a number one, like a number one candy you just absolutely hated to get?
Any of those random taffies,
or an Almond Joy or something.
Almond Joy and Mounds, I would throw those away or just give them to my ma.
Payday, same kind of thing, or not Payday.
A good
What's
bar.
The one that's just peanuts around marshmallow?
Peanuts around marshmallow. Oh, I don't know. I don't like
just
that.
Like a nut roll?
Yeah, something like that.
It's a circus peanut. It's circus peanut.
At the time, bit of honey, peanut. But now I kind of enjoy it. All those nut ones as a kid. I now kind of like, I can take a nut one down.
One of the best things you can get is like a snack pack of like a Skittle or like a...
Oh, of course.
They had like four Skittles in there.
Or Kit Kat,
yeah. Go-to favorite was always Skittles. You got to have your Reese's.
Cameron, I feel like you're more of a Skittles, Starburst, Spree.
Used to be.
You're on the more candy guy.
Used to be. I really don't like sweet, sugary, fruity candy as much as I like a good caramely chocolate now.
Chocolate.
Now,
I'm
wait,
all about like
okay.
a Snickers now. Maybe like, well, 100 gram all the way. Maybe like
there you
five.
Go.
Yeah, any of it. Great. That's kind of more my style now, you know?
What's your number one candy like to get in the bag?
I mean, still like maybe Skittles, though. Skittles and Reese's. Skittles
oh,
and Reese's.
You're a fiend, dude. You're a fiend for those Skittles.
I love Skittles.
Do you like the single Reese's cup or like the gold wrappered ones where you just get a bunch of those, pop those in?
Either all fine.
But yeah.
Have you guys heard about the maggot thing, though?
Oh, I don't know if I want to right before Halloween.
You actually probably Excuse do me? Want to know right before Halloween.
Maybe I do.
There's been a bunch of maggots being found in, specifically, I think, the smaller Reese's in the tinfoil that Joe's talking about. But I think it's being found in, like, all sizes of Reese's right now. And from the last I heard, I don't think they're issuing a recall because it's
that
Halloween.
This seems like someone's trying to save all the Reese's for them.
But maybe, but I'm definitely...
That's it's a good,
I would
gross.
Say,
good
hey, I'm not going to stop you from buying them. I'd say... Crack them open. Check. Take a look, you know, before you
Take
bite
a bite.
In. Yeah. Don't be like that scene in Lost Boys. You're eating maggots, Michael.
Oh, my God.
We don't need that.
There's a lot of extra garbage that comes with the Reese's, though, no? A lot of extra...
Two pieces. Yeah. You got the hard cardboard underneath, and then you got the plastic itself. It's like...
Three pieces, and then you got the wrapper.
Do you know what's always weird? Did you ever get something like a Swiss roll or like a Twinkie? In like your Halloween thing,
it always came smashed. At the
one time I got like a random like Hostess thing. I was like, okay, like that's not what we
you got. Anything else? I'd rather. Yeah. I'll take the apple.
That's not what we do here. And I wasn't a big host, and still am not a big Hostess Twinkie Swiss roll fan.
I like a good snack cake.
I just don't like the consistency of their frosting or the cake. Do you know what I do kind of like though? Specifically the banana Twinkie. I don't know why that doesn't.
No.
Play. Yeah.
I don't.
It's very
I
niche.
Don't know.
Here's why. It was a band practice spot. It was Devin's house back in high school. They always had banana Twinkies, and I just had a bunch, and it grew on me.
Okay.
Definitely that same cakey consistency that you didn't like.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Well, it's really the creams and the frostings, I think they're off-putting to me. But, yeah, I don't know. It just grew on me over time.
Have you seen the chocolate covered Twinkies now?
No.
Are Twinkies just back?
They've been back for like 10 years.
Yeah, actually, now that Mark brings that up, yeah, didn't they stop for a second and we're done with Twinkie?
Yeah.
That did happen, though, right?
It did happen. It was not a dream.
Okay. So why?
Am I just thinking of a Zombieland or did that really happen?
That was about to be like,
no,
wait a minute.
It did happen.
Okay. It didn't happen for long. It was like a month. Or something. They didn't really.
I don't know.
They didn't scare us for too long.
Uh-uh. And if we have flavors like banana back, then we're clearly just
and chocolate covered.
Yeah, going full bore on this again. You know,
we're back.
You know what I used to love, but now it's kind of too sweet. I used to love oatmeal cream pies.
Still do.
I like a bite or two, but after that, I'm like, it's too much.
That's a Little Debbie, no?
I believe so.
Yes.
Where's Nutty Butter or Butter? Whatever the one is.
That's Little Debbie.
Nutter Butters.
Is it Nutter Butters or is that the cookie? Because I'm always confused.
Nutty Buddy.
It's Nutty Buddies. I believe they're Nutty
Buddies.
Nutty
Buddy and a Nut
Butter.
That's
the wafer.
Nutty Buddy's the wafer chocolate peanut butter, and those are dope.
Those are great.
Mm. Yes.
Now, the Nutter Butters.
Sorry.
The peanut-shaped cookie.
Yeah.
Peanut butter cookie.
Nutter Butters.
Not as good, but still good.
Yeah. Oh, nowhere near as good. No, but.
Nowhere near.
You don't. You get one as an after-school snack. The other is just like, you know, around. You can grab it if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need one. Sure.
One goes quicker than the other. Let's just say that.
When's the last time you had one of those, like pudding, crushed up Oreo worm, like graveyard treats, you think?
Ooh, oh, I loved making those. Yeah.
Mud cups.
I can tell you the last time, it was 2 years ago on Halloween, and I put way too much pudding in, and it was too big of a cup, and I was like, oh my God, this is like 10 minutes of pudding to eat.
Oh,
yeah, it was a huge mistake. It was great for a bit.
Oh, man.
Before that, though, it was definitely maybe like middle school, maybe? At early middle school?
You know what? I do have a quick story about that. So, in science class in seventh grade, we made those, and we were studying the anatomy of the worm and a bunch of different critters. And we made those. And what is one of the number one rules in a lab setting?
Don't eat.
You do not eat anything. And me and my friends got caught eating some of the gummy worms. We got detention. I was like, I had like gummy worms in my mouth. Teacher well, comes up.
Bullshit,
to us.
Though. I mean, if you're making a sweet treat in the lab,
I know it was a trap. Like we the thing is we got to eat it afterwards. Afterwards, not during. Afterwards, and I got a fucking detention because of that.
This teacher is comes mud in up. A cup still, we're talking about
mud. Yeah, worm in a cup, mud in a cup.
He's got. Yeah. He's just got. Joe's like nothing. Not no, me. There's just fucking Oreo and mud all over his face.
No. I literally had like. Two gummy worms in my mouth. Teacher comes up. She's like, did you eat anything? And I'm like, no.
That's a trap. Mm-mm. I don't like that at all.
It's a trap.
I don't think I've ever made one apart from like 2 years ago. It was always something that someone else brought in. You know, that ain't a me thing. In fact, I'm not.
Seems like
now that I think about it, my birthday was in the summer. So I'm not sure if I ever brought like a shareable treat other than like have to like Christmas party.
Lucky
like,
you.
Like unless it was assigned to me.
Was it mandatory that you brought like, oh, it's your birthday and you didn't bring cupcakes, did you? Oh, that's too bad.
No,
you just did. No. You just had to, I think.
No, that's what I mean. Did you have to?
I mean, or like you tell me. You had a school year birthday. Did you bring things every birthday? When did you stop doing that?
Yeah, that seems. Yeah, I think you had to stop early. You had to put your foot down eventually. Just like, sorry, Miss Menson.
That's not the.
It's not happening.
That's not the vibe
year.
I got. I feel like all through middle school, I was still getting a treat like once a month because for some asshole, you know.
Yeah.
You a Tootsie Pop or you a Blow Pop guy?
Both.
Tootsie Pop, I think, because the Blow Pop, the consistency of the gum turns into some sort of viscous,
yeah.
Not even gum.
Worse than Skittle gum. That's not true.
I don't know. Skittle gum?
I think the answer might be Tootsie Pop. Have you guys been seeing that they're still just airing that like 70s?
Hell yeah. Why would you get rid of
good.
That?
Yeah,
classic. No, it's a classic.
It's them and Cadbury. They're like, nah, we made a commercial. I think we're okay.
God forbid what happens to Pizza Hut happens to them.
Wait, what?
What?
You know Pizza Hut. They got corporate and there's no like fast clocks on the wall and pizza signs.
The roof's changed.
And smoking section.
The roof's changed, Mark. That's how you tell
them. Wait. Yeah. However, Pizza Hut did bring back their like original logo and look. From the 90s.
Yeah, but people are still trying out Pizza the Hut.
Yeah, but now the outside of Pizza Hut just look like a Wendy's with different logos. You know what I mean?
This is true.
I can't tell the difference anymore.
Like a new dentist office.
Mm, yeah, fine dentist office. Yeah, yeah, but not a Wendy's. Not what were we talking about? Pizza Hut.
I want to see an ashtray on my Pizza Hut table.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You really want to take it back. You want the buffet. You want the whole nine yards. Wow.
I want the buffet.
You want to be able to walk in and go smoking or non-smoking.
I want them to ask if I'm doing book it this week. And the answer was usually no.
Joe, ooh, a very important question. A little bit of high wire context here. So when Mark and I were growing up, we had AR, which was accelerated reader. Might have been
reading.
You got every book report you did, you earned a token, you fill up a little pin, a little badge, you get a personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut. That was our treat. Did you have a reading program and did you get personal pan pizzas?
Book it.
No personal pan pizzas, but we did like if you, oh my God, I don't even remember. No personal pan pizzas.
Okay. Did you?
Too bad.
So that's pretty awesome.
I talked to my wife. One, she thought I was an asshole for like hyping up the personal pan pizza so much, but I was like, you don't get it. It was a pretty big deal to read four books and then you have a cooler dinner than everybody else at home that night.
The closest we got to that was having like weekly or biweekly special hot lunches at my school. Where it would be like pizza day or pasta day or McDonald's day.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of bigger city schools did have that. That's not reading motivated. We're talking
a
reading motivated program.
Yeah, no, the thing was heads up 7-Up.
Cameron cheated the system. He was reading just a bunch of Judy Blume books.
No, well,
those short.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying. You got a bunch of personal pan pizzas.
Hey, man,
you were able to finish them.
I always
faster.
Liked reading. I exploited that program. I got me a bunch of pizzas. Is what I did.
Captain Judy Underpants. Bloom. He's like, I read a book.
But to deflate that a bit, I talked to my wife, and she said that they went to Six Flags, and that was their treat. So turns out there were cooler
awesome.
Things than personal pan pizzas. But I still think it's pretty neat.
Pretty fucking neat,
right? I don't know.
It's just saying personal pan pizza. Personal pan pizza.
What?
I'll take a triple P. Sausage.
Sausage.
I always just got cheese. I don't know why it was just so plain with it. Cheese. No topping. I'm not even sure if you could get a topping with a personal pan pizza from Accelerated Reader. You know, that's an extra.
Didn't your brother always be like, "Hey, can I have one of those?"
Of course
pieces?
He did. You know he did.
There's only four little like triangles.
There's four slices, and he always somehow managed to get
it really
one.
Is personal.
Yeah. 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 It was a bit of a knife to everyone else, though, when like, because I mean, there's five kids in my household growing up, and you know, once a month, someone's going to get the pizza.
It always come out first, too. Like, it'd be just like put in, like, I don't know. Meat around under. Just a bunch of hyenas. That was before anybody's meal, so it'd be like,
Mark, if I recall, though, your mom played it right. You would just get your own pizza, but then she'd order pizza, correct?
Yeah.
No, my family was just throwing it to the wolves.
Oh, no.
My dad made stir fry. We're eating stir fry. Cameron has a pizza. If he's still hungry, he can have some stir fry. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
No, it was a treat. You got to read, Mark.
That's insane.
That's how you play it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how Jordan.
Incentive.
How Jordan knows
a couple more
slice.
Judy Blooms.
Oh my god! He's a conniving guy. I got a couple news stories here for you. You guys want to hear some news stories?
Yeah.
I'm gonna skip over this one, but just in the Halloween spirit, did you guys hear about those 200 bodies found in that funeral home?
No. Aren't there normally 200 bodies in a funeral?
No.
Could be. That's more.
Nearly 200 True. Bodies discovered in a Colorado funeral home accused of improper storage. What this was is one of those companies that was like, we give you a natural like decomposition birth with like mushrooms or tree growth. I don't know. It's one of those ones.
Yeah.
But it turns out they just couldn't keep up. So there were just at least 189 dead bodies decaying without proper storage in it looks like the size of a Pizza Hut. It's a tiny building. Like,
it's honestly, Pizza Hut.
Honestly, I'm so happy.
It was an old Pizza Hut.
It looks like a Pizza Hut with stucco roof. I'm so happy that we just said that because that's the best size reference I could give right now to the building.
Old Pizza
Huts. So that's a lot of bodies.
Lots of small space.
It's a lot of bodies in a very small space, which kind of makes this story crazier.
I'm guessing whoever worked there got in over his head after, I don't know, how many again? How many?
190? 200. Well, it says 200, but at least 189 identifiable bodies were decaying.
You gotta reach out for help after 20.
And different.
I mean, we can't.
I'd say more than one when you're
decaying.
I'd say more than one when you're like, uh-oh, Bob's starting to decay in the corner and we're not ready for him. That's when you should call.
Yeah, but then it's domino effect. I feel like, oh, Bob, Alice, Jane. Like, then it's
well, tough. I think you just don't take more bodies after Bob. You know what I mean? I think that's the indicator. You call some help and just
seeing that money come in, that was tough for him. He liked the revenue, man.
Okay. All right. I see it. But burial style, do you guys know what you want to do? You gonna go classic
shot
route?
Shot into space, blown into smithereens, maybe.
Okay, shot into space. I'm just gonna let that. Okay,
no, I haven't thought
just
about it.
I mean, some options we have, of course, like these natural ones, like be decomposed or like grow a tree kind of thing. You got your classic burial. You got cremation. You got burial at sea. You got
pressed into diamond.
Have you seen the?
Yeah.
You can be frozen. Have you seen that one and then broken apart?
I don't want to be like Walt Disney now.
I just saw this on TikTok. I guess it's the quickest way to naturally decompose. They very quickly super cool you like Han Solo, and then they use some sort of sound waves to just shatter your body, and then they put you in a dehydrator, and you go essentially down to like 30 pounds, and then they just print you into a mold with like some wood chips and shit. And then
like this?
No, you're just like a disc patty now, and then they bury that patty.
No.
I do not want to be a patty.
Want to be a frisbee.
Then they bury that frisbee like, I don't know, a foot, two feet deep, and then in like half a year, it's just gone. It's dust.
I don't that like
seems
that.
So extra.
It's the especially apparently.
Do not turn me into a patty.
It's the quickest way to get rid of you. Turned you into
doesn't like seem it. Like it does not seem like it seems like my
doesn't
way
doesn't seem like the easiest way, but apparently the quickest way to get rid of your body. I don't care too much. I've often told my wife to have me cremated, then throw my ashes in the face of my enemies, and I do still like that.
You can do a lot with ash.
Yeah, sure. Spread me a little, but definitely have some weaponizable ash around. You know.
I'd like something comedic, maybe, in like some sort of comedy video. Just
coffee can.
And you spread it out and just blows right back in your face.
Okay.
Little last minute laugh.
Okay. A little Big Lebowski for you.
Little man. Big Lebowski.
The idea of like being made into jewelry is kind of cool. Like if you had ancestors you wanted to hand it down to.
I do like that diamond one. That only takes like a little bit of your ashes though, right? Then you just get like the rest back.
Yeah,
why not just make a little bit of a diamond out of me? Make a bunch of diamonds out of me. Make like 10 diamonds out of me, you know?
Make me into a diorama, my skeleton into a diorama at the local elementary school.
Okay, wait, actually, I want to go back to this diamond thing. So we can make, can we take all my matter and just push me into a real big diamond?
No, you're gonna
look like a patty.
It's gonna be dirty and like not a good diamond, but like, can we make me a
there's nothing
just
clear
a big
about
gray
this diamond. it's not even a diamond. It's just
coal.
Like carbon. It's just a piece of coal.
Oh, it's coal. We made coal out of Cameron. Oops.
Oh shit.
Then my new burial plan, if I happen to be made in coal instead of like, you know, the Hope Diamond or the whatever of the ocean, the heart of the ocean, then I want you guys to
a piece of petrified Cameron.
I want you guys to use me in a barbecue at a public park, and I want you guys to make some ribs.
Ribs.
Those are my new wishes.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
I like the idea of a mausoleum taking up a lot of real estate. I know that's bad of me, but I'd like a large
Those
marble
are cool.
structure. Yeah. Statue.
Even at the local cemeteries, it's like, who's that guy?
Yeah, who has
cool
a
extra, huh? John Hancock.
He has
over
a whole
here.
Building over there. Wow, look at him.
have you guys ever been in a mausoleum?
I don't think so.
They're like,
and I've been in a lot of cemeteries.
The only mausoleum I know is from that Green Day song. Green Day joke.
Oh, good.
The bigger ones are pretty terrifying. I mean, like, if you have like the main person, they're right there, like just cement overlaying the casket. But then if the rest of the family is also in there, they're like in the walls too. It's kind of scary. Not gonna lie.
Creepy.
Yes.
Oh, real quick, just going back to our Halloween costumes, I did find this. Do you guys want to guess the most popular kids' Halloween costumes of all time? Do you guys have some guesses?
Ketchup and mustard.
Not even on the list here. Well, it was a big list, but I only did like the top 10, 15 or so. Joe, any guesses? Any guesses?
Like how? It's kind of a broad question.
All time sales of Halloween. Also, this was just me typing that in Google, and the top answer of that list, so I didn't check or verify this at all.
Like Elsa from Frozen.
It doesn't make the list. So
are you thinking?
Is it Dracula?
Are you thinking broad or?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it goes for like okay. The
of all time.
Okay, just like to give you some context, this is actually kind of a good way to show where we're the span here. Number one is Spider-Man. And number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
That makes sense.
11 is just a witch.
Witch.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Any classic monster has to be in there.
Vampire's like, top 10.
Witch, vampire make the list, but none of the other bit. Not a mummy, not Frankenstein.
Mummy's a little tough, you know? Do you toilet paper? Do you do wrap? What do you do?
Do you want to know a very surprising two? I was a mummy once, and you start with toilet paper, you realize that ain't going to work, and then you have to buy a bunch of fabric, tear it up, and you're like, Mom, we have to go to Walmart and get more fabric. There's so much black sweat showing under the wrap.
It's just gauze. Just go to Dollar Store and buy a ton of gauze.
Yeah, I think that's what we did in the end. Dinosaurs, number two. And what's odd is I think they specifically are somewhat talking about those big inflatables.
Big puffy, yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, I think that is what they're talking about.
I would love to do that.
Those play any time of year.
Just listing through, three, pirate, generic pirate. Number four already, 1980s, is already number four. This is a...
That's high. Three and four, I don't know what list we're looking at. Pirate and 80s is tough.
It's unverifiable.
That's high on the list.
For five, we have Harley Quinn. That has been a popular one for a while, though, so I imagine with the movies that boosted.
But which... Okay, I was going to say, is it... Margot Robbie, Harley Quinn.
I imagine a little bit more
probably,
now, but
yeah.
I mean, back in the day, you would always see like classic, just kind of cartoon Harley Quinns.
Yeah.
Next, it just says rabbit. It doesn't say what rabbit.
Sexy rabbit, probably.
Maybe sexy rabbit. That can make sense. Just bunny ears.
Okay. Playboy bunny.
Then we have cheerleader. I think we're at seven. Is that where we're at? Eight.
Okay.
Cowboy. That's an all-timer.
Of course.
That's okay. Next, we have Fairy.
For this list is
for Joe, we have Batman is now on the list. That's
10.
That I believe so. For 11, we have Vampire, and then 12, Witch, and that's when I stopped listing. But yeah. I thought there'd be more superheroes. Okay. I thought maybe there'd be a Ghost, like Frankenstein, Mummy, a couple more just werewolf, a couple more classics in there. But
werewolf's tough.
The dinosaur threw me. That.
The dinosaur. That's,
it has to be that inflatable T-Rex that you're talking about.
That was what was in the picture online, so I think it is.
No one's walking around like a Triceratops, you know. Like.
Jurassic Park. I mean, I'm sure there were some dinosaurs around the time when it came out. I mean, speaking of which, do you want to know the most popular Halloween costume of the year you were born? I have 90 and 91 here. For 90, we have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Turtles were the biggest costume that year.
Nice.
And for Mark here, 91, it was Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
That is weird.
I'm guessing.
But 91, I get it.
I mean, I'm guessing that's when Nightmare on Elm Street 1 came out. And I'm guessing 90 is when Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1 came out. And or 89.
Wait, no. Nightmare on Elm Street?
Freddy Krueger.
I thought
most popular of 91.
But I thought that came out in like late 80s.
Probably did. I mean, there could have still just been a sequel and another pop-off. I don't know.
True.
I don't know. You guys want to hear about a foundation that's making a request to stop sending dildos?
Not really, but yeah.
Honest to God, that's the entire
Send
story.
Them where?
Charity shop in Swansea, just asked people stop sending used and new adult toys. Apparently, they have a big problem of people.
Please stop.
I think it's mostly people shoving dildos, and the drop off is the problem. That's it. That's the story.
I'm guessing it started like real and then now it's ramped into like a little bit of a joke.
I think so. Cause they do have a message here saying we have CCT cameras. We can see who we know who you are. So
yikes.
The last story I have here, scientists are reanimating spider corpses for research. A little bit of a Frankenstein going on.
Ooh, I've seen this. Yes.
It all started when blah, 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 blah. You know what? I don't want to read this. So that's a headline you should look up. We're not going to find out anymore.
I don't know if we should start reanimating
anything.
Spider corpses. Yeah. Anything for that matter. You're right.
I mean, either a spider bite from that turns you into Spider-Man or, kills you, turns you into a zombie.
Nothing good comes from that. Tell you that much.
Some things are better dead. I think Mark's trying to say.
Yeah. What's coming up for Highwire, boys?
We got a couple shows coming up in November, I believe on the 17th and 18th in Chicago and Milwaukee. If you haven't got your tickets yet, make sure you can do that. You can possibly do that on highwireil.com. Joe, is that accurate?
Yes.
If not, our social media should have a bunch of ticket links and event pages. So check it out there. We're playing with Tiny Moving Parts and some other bands as well. Looking forward to that. Should be a good time.
Make sure you like and subscribe to the High Wire podcast. There's going to be lots more fun episodes and news coming your way. Thanks for listening, and we'll check you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.